And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Claudia Vincent, through Larry Noble's efforts, has the opportunity afforded few aspiring actresses to step into a ready-made part in a big Broadway hit. And tonight is the date scheduled for her first appearance. And so naturally, this afternoon when she doesn't show up for the final rehearsal, there is considerable tension backstage at the Hamilton Theater. Larry's been pacing up and down the corridor near the stage door entrance, wondering where Claudia could be. He hasn't seen her since last evening. If he knew that in the meantime, Claudia has eloped with Oliver Wilson, the dashing young man from Bermuda, thinking that he's the only son of a wealthy English family, he would surely be even more outraged. But right now, just as his patience is strained to the limit, he looks up, and there is Claudia.
Claudia, where in the name of heaven have you been?
Oh, I'm sorry, Larry. I'm terribly sorry.
I should think you might be. Do you realize that you're to go on tonight?
Of course. Do you suppose I've been thinking of anything else?
Then why weren't you here at the proper time? You've kept the whole cast waiting. And Harold Ramsey is ready to tear you limb from limb.
Oh, Larry, please don't be cross.
Cross? You don't know what you've put me through these last 2 hours. Just remember that I went to bat with you for you with Harold Ramsey. I got him to give you this chance. You might at least have the consideration to show up at rehearsals.
I couldn't help it, Larry. I swear I couldn't help it.
What was the idea of leaving that note in my dressing room last night? Simply saying that you'd see me today. Not saying anything about where you'd be or how you could be reached if Ramsey wanted you.
I know. I don't blame you for being impatient with me. But compared to all the seasoned actresses you know, I must seem terribly green. Oh, but I swear I couldn't help it, darling. Were you offended because I didn't return to Rosehaven?
Not offended. Just bewildered.
Oh, I'm sorry, Larry. You've been so wonderfully kind to me. I'll never forget it.
It seems you have forgotten it already. Forgotten to get rehearsal on time. The very day you're supposed to make your big appearance.
Well, let me explain, Larry. Well, yesterday, all of a sudden, I got the most terrible attack of fright. Nerves. I simply couldn't help it, Larry. And, well, I didn't want to burden you with any more worries over me, so I decided just to go to a little hotel and stay overnight.
It's crazy. Why didn't you say something about it?
Well, I didn't want to. I couldn't. Anyhow, when I got to my room, it was worse and worse. I thought I'd lost my mind, Larry. You don't know how awful it was.
It's perfectly natural. But you shouldn't have run off like that.
Finally, I took a sleeping tablet. It was almost dawn by that time, and I guess I was so worn out that when I finally did sleep, I slept soundly until just now. I was horrified to see what time it was, and I hurried like mad, but I'm still late.
Well, just so you're here at all, you look all right. In fact, you look wonderful. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel grand, Larry. Only that I'm so ashamed.
Well, never mind about that. No more nerves?
No more nerves. Oh, I never felt better in my whole life. I'm not the least bit afraid. I'm absolutely bursting with confidence. Oh, you'll see, Larry. I'll do you credit yet.
Well, fine. Let's go backstage. And don't worry if Harold Ramsey gives you the devil.
Oh, I won't, darling. Nothing can bother me now. Nothing in the world.
And meantime, as Oliver Wilson arrives at Rupert Barlow's luxurious Long Island estate at Oyster Bay, he drives his borrowed car right to the cottage occupied by Julia Dixon, Rupert's secretary, who invited him to visit here. And as Julia meets him at the door of her cottage, we hear...
Oh, Oliver. Where in the world have you been? I've been nearly out of my mind with worry about you.
I'm sorry, Julia. Do you mind if I sit down? I'm just about all in.
Well, please do.
I've no idea what I've been through since I left here.
Well, really, Oliver. What you've been through... What about me? Don't you think it was awful for me just to have you disappear into thin air so soon after?
Well, I know, after you said you'd marry me, after you agreed that we would go away together.
Yes. It hasn't been very pleasant. I no sooner told Rupert than you disappeared.
Hmm? You told Rupert Barlow about us?
Well, of course, you knew I'd have to tell him.
I didn't realize you were going to do that. I thought it was to be our secret. I had no idea you
but
were going
But I wouldn't
ahead.
Just leave Rupert without warning after all this time.
Hang Rupert Barlow. What's he ever done for you to deserve so much consideration?
I can't help it, Oliver. I must behave in the way I think right.
Oh, yes, of course you must.
Not that it seems to matter now. It's quite evident that you didn't want me to accept it.
Julia, oh, my dear, my lovely Julia, how can you say such a thing? How can you think it?
Well, what do you expect? Can you drive away and don't let me hear for you from 24 hours? Rupert made me unbearably happy by saying that I'd been jilted. can't tell you how horrible it was.
Oh, my poor darling, I'm so sorry.
But what happened? Why didn't you let me know?
I couldn't. Don't you know that nothing would keep me from your side except just the thing that happened?
What do you mean, Oliver?
I don't like to tell you, sweet. I don't want to cause you further worry because I mean to handle this myself in my own way.
Well, Oliver, you must tell me. You've got to tell me.
No, it'll only upset you more.
Well, I don't care.
Very well. Isn't it a pretty story? When I left here yesterday, with your permission, I drove into New York in Rupert Barlow's car.
I know, dear. Well, please tell the rest of it.
I had a notion that I was being followed, but I put it down to imagination.
Followed? Well, what do you mean? Who could have been following you?
Now, let me tell you the rest first. When I got to a quiet stretch in the road, suddenly a car pulled up ahead of me and squeezed me into the curb. I either had to smash Rupert's car or come to a stop. So, of course, I put on the brakes.
Well, Oliver, who were these people?
Two men got out of the car in front, and they walked over to my car, one on each side. The next thing I knew, a gun was poked in my side. And the fellow closest to me said I should come quietly into their car and not make a fuss or I'd be dead.
Oh, Oliver, this is terrible. Why should anyone do such a thing?
Naturally, I had to obey. There was no chance for anything else. I was pushed in the back seat of the other car. Two more men grabbed me, tied my arms and back, and blindfolded me.
Oh, my.
Evidently, one of the men got Rupert's car and followed us. I was pushed down on the floor, and we drove for hours.
Oh, no. Well, where did they take
me? I don't know. We just drove on and on, and finally into a lane. I judge it must have been a long country lane by the ruts in the road and the branches that brushed against the car. Then we stopped, and I was taken inside a house.
What did they want of you? Why should they pick you up?
They never did say. Not in so many words. One of them growled that I'd better get out of this country while I could, and then they started to beat me.
Oh, no. Oh, Oliver, how horrible.
Oh, not in an obvious way. Not that any marks would show. But they said there was just a sample of what would happen if I didn't go back to Bermuda.
But why, Oliver? Who could have wanted to do such a ghastly thing?
Isn't it rather obvious?
No. Well, I don't understand.
It was engineered by Victor at the order of your wonderful Rupert Barlow.
I don't believe it.
All right, my sweet. I told you it upset you. Let's not say any more about it. I'm perfectly all right. They brought me back to the highway a short time ago and left me there. I turned as quickly as I could. And that's all.
All? I never heard such a terrible thing. We've got to call the police
no,
at once.
No, my dear. Nothing of the sort. I'll handle this in my own way. I won't drag the story out in the open.
But you may be attacked again. And this time it may be worse. So you must call the police.
No, Julie. You must let me do this in my own way. Nothing must be said to anyone. Now promise me that. You must promise me that.
Oh, but Oliver, I don't want you to be hurt.
Well, I'm dog tired now. I must get some rest.
Oh, of course, dear. Here, you must rest here. I'll see that no one disturbs you. I'll phone Mary Noble right away and tell her that neither of us can come tonight.
All right. What? What did you say? Come? Come where? What do you mean?
Oh, we're invited to New York to see Larry Noble's play, with Claudia Vincent playing opposite him. It's her first night, you know. But of course we can't go.
Yes. Yes, we can, Julia. I won't have anyone know about me. Yes, we'll go.
Oh, but you can't, Oliver. You're not in condition.
No. Don't worry about me. We'll go to the theater. We'll pretend that nothing has happened. It's a first-rate plan. Just let me get a few inks beforehand. I'll go to my room at the house. Goodbye, my sweet. Remember, not a word to anyone.
At this same time, Mary Noble's at her home in nearby Rosehaven. We hear her talking on the telephone.
Yes, Larry, it's all settled. The tickets are at the box office in my name. Mr. Ramsey arranged everything. So we'll see you after the performance.
Good. I just called to check for you.
Oh, how is the rehearsal going, Larry?
All right. I think it'll be quite a show tonight.
I'm so glad. Particularly for your sake, darling. Oh, is Claudia very nervous?
No, doesn't seem nervous at all. Never saw anyone come through the way she's doing. Yesterday she was a bundle of nerves. Today she's calm as can be.
It's very good. You won't say anything about our being in the audience, will you, Larry?
No, I think it's better if I don't say anything. I don't want to upset Claudia in any way.
I agree. Oh, thanks for calling, dear. We're all looking forward to the performance tonight.
Well, I hope it turns out as well as I think it will. Anyhow, keep your fingers crossed, honey. Goodbye.
Goodbye, darling. Till tonight.
From any angle, it would seem that tonight will be a dramatic experience for all concerned. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife. The story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.